Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm going to share with you today some pretty disturbing issues that are taking place in the United States. Interestingly enough, it's amazing to me how people are not paying attention but to their distractors. In other words, they're only paying attention to what the mainstream media is sharing with them. They're holding to the matrix that they have created for them, and nothing but what they tell them are they to think. And they're acting accordingly. Read Romans 1:18. They hold to truth and unrighteousness. They say one thing, but they do the opposite. You can also put that up against Matthew 23:3. But the fact of the matter is, folks, is I'm sitting and having an early dinner before the show today, and nobody brought up an issue concerning what is in fact happening in their country right now, today. I mean, they're just passive. They're just acting like everything is normal. Nothing out of the ordinary is taking place. And the southern border is being invaded by military-aged men. Well, Bradley, you've been pounding this drum all week. Yep, and I'm going to stay on this drum, and I'm going to keep pounding this drum, and I'm going to continuously blow this trumpet, Ezekiel 33, read the whole chapter, until people understand what's going on. Because if you're not going to listen to these warnings, friends, this alarm for war, 419 of the book of Jeremiah, I can't help you. As a matter of fact, just this last week, we had Sheriff Richard Mack on the show with us, and I just, you know, we have him as a guest, so we just want to kind of get his feedback and have some of our private conversations public, so on and so forth. And I said, so Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack from Arizona, so what are your thoughts concerning how the American people are going to respond? What is it going to take for them to respond? Well, it's the same thing that we've always continuously said here. People, for some reason or another, want it to come to their front door, or they wait until it comes to their front door, and then it's too late. Richard responded with, when the boot drops, it's too late. They're not going to respond. The American people are not going to respond to the issues until it's too late. Until it's too late. Now, this is my big brother. This guy's got 20 years on me in experience. He was a sheriff on the border. He's the one that took the Clintons to court, and he won concerning the federal government's unconstitutional gun legislative policies. Not laws. They're null and void because they act in accordance, in contrast to constitutional law. So they're not laws. Let's make straight what I'm talking about here. We have the Second Amendment, but he took them to court and he won the day. So this guy's been around the block. He's been around the nation. He's paying attention to what's going on, and yet the American people are still fast asleep. Well, it's almost like the American people are saying, well, it's Christmas right now, so just leave us alone. No, is anybody paying attention to the fact that all of these unconstitutional edicts given by governors throughout the United States of America all were teed up for such a time as this, right during the Christmas season? And isn't it interesting, folks, that over the last 3 months in your country, the red flag laws, because the governors are trying to disarm the American people in the face of opening the borders, committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. The governor's committing the act of treason. Let me say it again. Governors and the federal governments, along with state governments, committing the act of treason in unison, all allied. All of this stuff is coming to pass. In the last 3 months, we've had over 547,000 illegals come through the borders. Military-aged men. Here, I want to just show this to you. If you're on social media platforms, I want you to see it for yourself. Illegal migrant encounters at the southern borders surpassed 547,000 in less than 3 months. No matter if there's a 900% surge of Chinese nationals coming through, or all of these military-aged men coming from Ethiopia, from the Middle East, these countries hate your guts, Americans. And let me remind you why they hate your guts. They hate your guts because of what you've allowed your politicians to do to their countries. That's a fact. You have 737 military bases in over 142 countries. There's only 162 countries in the world. And yet your federal government decided to go ahead and police the world. See, that's all they have to do is convince you that we have to go take out another dictator from another country that they mean to topple so we can put another military base in their country showing dominance, American dominance. And people better pay attention to the fact that it is, again, George Soros that said America is and are the ones that are impeding the way of a new world order. That's why you're being invaded. And again, going back full circle to what I was saying earlier, look at the timing of all of this. Look at the timing of all of these invasions. Your governors come out, they create these red flag laws, they create asylum, they create these unconstitutional treasonous sanctuary cities. I mean, if only the American people understood that the only thing from you in justice is your education or your ignorance, friends. Americans need justice, and it's not what we need right now, friends, is to have our borders wide open to a bunch of people that mean to come in and conquer the United States or destroy the United States. But that's what's happening. I just put up a post this last week. The only thing protecting the corrupt from justice is your ignorance. Just stay away from the law. Just stay away from the Word of God and the Constitution and the provision that the forefathers gave unto us in dealing with corruption. Because, Americans, what you don't realize is what destroys countries is when a people allow corruption, a corrupt representative government, to have its way without recourse. In other words, they can do whatever they want to do, and they're not going to be held accountable. That's where we're at today. Americans, I'm here to tell you, I don't care if it's Christmas or whatever the day may be, or leading up to Christmas, I'm here to tell you that right now you are being invaded. I just talked to Sheriff Mark Lamb yesterday. The day before, we had Sheriff Richard Mack on. Both these guys are in Arizona right now. They're telling you what we're sharing with you right now is exactly what's happening. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do right when I come on the other side of this, there's a brand new piece just a couple hours old with Sheriff Mark Lamb talking about what's going on the southern border. Americans, do you understand that governors on the border, the southern border, do you realize that they're not importing the illegals? Deporting the illegals. Do you realize that they're not warring against Joe Biden? They're doing Joe Biden's biddings because they're importing them, not deporting them. And Americans, just for the weekend listeners, I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking about what's happening in your country right now. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on TheForgeNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. By the way, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, as well as beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on both fronts. And other fronts as well, friends. I don't have time to name them all. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I just wanted to let you know, and let me reiterate, because I've seen some live chat comments, I'm not going from hearsay. We don't do that here at the show. Just had Richard Mack, had a conversation with him. We did a show with him. I believe it was on Wednesday. The next day I was talking to Mark Lamb. Actually, that was yesterday, and I just seen that Mark Lamb was out there. Sheriff Mark Lamb from the Arizona, state of Arizona, is talking about how the border crossing issue is growing worse, and I want to make clear that you all understand the governors are the problem. Don't sit there and act like they're the ones bringing about the resolve. They're doing the biddings of Joe Biden as to whom they're complaining about. And I'll get into more of that as we get up to those points and let them make their points, and then I'll correct their points constitutionally and biblically. But I do want you to understand that the governors on the southern border, though they may be complaining about it publicly, do keep in mind they're the ones alluring them into America, into what they call sanctuary cities, which is an act of treason. This isn't shooting from the hip. This isn't speculation. This isn't making it up. What do you call it when your government tells you for 18 years you have a terror problem, and then all of a sudden you find out that the sitting criminal, Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, is doing business with the Mexican drug cartel, driving all these illegals into America, regardless of what country that they're coming from, and if they don't, quote, unquote, let me say it again, they will be disemboweled. Okay, this is directly from boots on the ground in Mexico concerning a report done by Steve Bannon's outfit. And with that said, I think they did a fantastic job. But people need to understand that, no, the governors are not doing their job, folks. They're committing the act of treason. They're not deporting them. They're importing them. And you're going to get just a little taste in a moment. So before you go out there and try to justify the unjustifiable, don't think for one moment these governors are doing you a favor. They are not. They're acting in accordance with the global order to create what? Disorder, creating domestic insurrection. And folks, I honestly fear, I have to say this, I honestly fear that what we have is we are allowing a standing army, army that will occupy an occupying army to come into America. And I believe it's just a matter of a short time before we figure out what really is going on. I mean, if you can't put two and two together, friends, I don't know that I can help you. Check this out.
With a gun, makes it across the border. It's horrifying. It's in the Eagle Pass area where I spent a lot of time. It comes as CBP reports nearly 250,000 migrants encountered at the border, making it the highest November on record, the third highest month on in history. Pinal County, Arizona Sheriff and U.S. Senate candidate Mark Lamb joins us now. Sheriff, thank you. Merry Christmas ahead of time for Border Patrol agents and law enforcement like yourself won't necessarily be with their loved ones because of the unprecedented surge at the border from Texas to Arizona. 1,000 miles separates Eagle Pass and Louisville, and yet the agents are overwhelmed in both locations. What if you were to be elected to the Senate? What is the first thing you do to secure this border?
Well, Merry Christmas to you too, Griff, and thanks for having me on today. Look, we've got to get back. The easiest is go back to the Trump-era policies. We've got to shut the border down, secure the border, and we've got to restore the Remain in Mexico program. The majority of these people are on false asylum claims. They don't have true asylum claims. They're getting court dates from 5 to 7 years from now. And when they go to court, the judges are going to have to determine that they don't have a legitimate asylum claim, and then we're going to have a mass deportation situation on our hands. And so we've got to get back to securing the border first and foremost, which would stop the fentanyl, it would weaken the cartels, and it would allow Border Patrol to get back to doing their job, because right now they're completely handcuffed.
And Sheriff, I just want to show this photo one more time.
Okay, let me ask you something, folks. What is Mark Lamb, Sheriff Mark Lamb from Arizona, what is he talking about? They're completely handcuffed. Why is the federal government, why are they alluring illegals into America? Why are mayors, why are governors throughout the states alluring them into something called sanctuary cities? Folks, maybe you don't understand the definition of treason, but I strongly suggest that what you do is take a moment, go to Webster's 1828 online, and put in the word treason, and tell me if this is not exactly what's going on against the American people even as we speak. Now, folks, I want to highlight some more things here, and then I got another piece from you from the lieutenant governor in Texas. I mean, just to add insult to injury, although they come across as being the right good guys that the American people need, just listen to them for a moment and you're going to see that there's no difference between them and the criminal administration that you're complaining about even now. Look at this. Delta, American Airlines are flying illegal immigrants from Biden's Arizona. This is not Biden's anything. This is America. Joe Biden is to be a representative of the American people, and he's acting outside of his scope of authority because nobody ever delegated authority for him to work with criminals and terrorists to come into America. Nobody did that, okay? Just making clear. Delta, American Airlines fly illegal immigrants from Biden's Arizona processing centers into domestic U.S. on late night flights. Why are they doing this, folks? Why are they pillaging your country? Why are they trying to take down the infrastructure of your country? Now, I can add insult to injury, and I highlighted this during earlier this week, where the Illinois governor signs a bill that allows DACA illegal recipients to become police officers, just as I suspected. I believe that many of these illegals know all the while as to why they're coming into America. I believe that before we know it, as they move in, in, and as they're flown to the cities of their destination, I believe that sooner or later, friends, you're all going to know who they are, and then it's going to be too late, as Richard Mack rightly said. So the governors, not only are they alluring them into America, but now what they're doing is they're wanting to deputize illegals against the American people. Okay, again, we're not making this up. Tim Brown did an article on Sons of Liberty Media.com. Here we go. Now the LAPD all together in unison, they're doing this in New York as well, but the LAPD swears in police officers who are DACA recipients and entered into the United States of America illegally. Americans, again, I just got to say, with much frustration within inside of me, what is it going to take for the American people to understand the definition of treason? But here's the good news, right? Or so many thought. Governor Abbott signs a bill giving Texas police power to arrest illegals. Hey, folks, I got a question for you. Why did Abbott have to sign a bill giving Texas police power to arrest illegal aliens when they already had it? What is this all about, friends? Because they want you to believe that they're taking responsibility and they're doing the right things. No, they're not. Because what I'm going to play for you now, friends, is a piece from a Texas lieutenant governor. I want you to listen carefully with his semantics, his wordplay. I do believe that many of these politicians, I do believe many of them, the younger ones, inadvertently act out ignorantly, but that's still no excuse, because if they want to represent the people, they should take the time to know the foundation of their country. They should know the Bill of Rights. They should know, first and foremost, the Declaration of Independence and the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution before serving the people. I mean, after all, that's what they put their hand on the Bible swearing that they would do. Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, read both those scripture references, okay? But the fact of the matter is, when you get up to the hierarchy of these experienced, extorted, sold-out politicians, folks, they can go ahead and sell themselves all day long as being the good guys, but again, we're supposed to do what Jesus told us to do by judging them by what they bear in their fruit. Matthew 7:16-20. What I'm going to do is, I got about 30 seconds left on this segment. On the other side, I'm going to come back and I'm going to play this piece from the lieutenant governor, who said that he's tired of the Biden administration lies. But again, I want you to pay attention to what they're doing in Texas, not so much as what this lieutenant governor is telling us from Texas, okay? Because what they are doing, just like any other politician, they're doing the opposite of what they're saying. They're doing the opposite of what they're complaining to the public about. Well, this guy brings it right to the forefront in giving you a perfect example of the hypocrisies that I continuously tear down within the United States of America, especially when it comes down to the representative government and or first and foremost the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back, folks. Again, I'm going to play this audio video for you in just a moment. Do check it out, folks. Important information. Share with your friends during this Christmas season, friends, as to the fact that we are being invaded as we speak. And there could be no better time for the bad guys for everybody to go back to sleep. Matthew 13:25. We'll be right back.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Food and Drug Administration is cautioning consumers regarding counterfeit versions of the diabetes drug Ozempic, which is also widely used for weight loss. The FDA disclosed on Thursday that these fake versions have infiltrated the drug supply chain, prompting the inspection and seizure of thousands of units. Officials advise patients to scrutinize their prescriptions and avoid using units with the lot number NAR0074. Two Colorado paramedics have been convicted in the 2019 death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain, a young black man who was stopped by police, tackled, put in a chokehold, and administered ketamine by paramedics, leading to his death. On Friday, a jury found the two paramedics guilty of criminally negligent homicide, and that marks the third and final trial after two officers were acquitted and one was convicted in connection to the incident. Skip Kelly, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My friends, on Christmas, if you don't have anybody to spend Christmas with, I'm going to be here with you. We do this on Thanksgiving as well, and you guys are what this is all about, and I mean that from my heart. We totally appreciate everybody that's kept us out there on the front, and I do want to say, speaking of which, please do not forget us during the Christmas season. After Thanksgiving, for some reason or another, people just forget about ministries like this, and I know a lot of people say it, and I don't like it when they say it, because it's not true 99.9% of the time. But folks, we really are out in the front of the issues here. And we're not just talking about it. Just last week when I was in Michigan, folks, the week before that, I had the opportunity to, you know, deal with your politicians in your state. And that's why the Lord has me out there. I mean, that's what I'm telling people. I'm going across the country because I'm doing and saying what most people are not willing to do and say. And I'm not trying to be exclusive, but I am saying that I do it with a whole heart. I mean, you can't love your brothers and your sisters if you don't love the Lord, your God, with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Read Matthew 22, verse 37 when you get a moment. And the fact of the matter is, we just love people enough to actually tell them what's going to make them free and set them free. And that's only the truth, which is found in John 8:32. So with that, please do consider keeping us out there in the up-and-coming year. We're going to be in Arizona, as a matter of fact. Again, speaking of which, we're going to be in Surprise, Arizona, is what it's called. Just giving you a heads up real quick. Salvation Army Christian Center, which I'm looking forward to. I've done another Salvation Army in the state of Minnesota here. But we're going to be hitting the one in Surprise, Arizona. It's 17420 North Avenue of the Arts. 17420 North Avenue of the Arts, Surprise, Arizona. We'll be there January 4th. At 6 p.m. at the Salvation Army Christian Center. So we're looking forward to that. But do consider keeping us out there. And again, for those that have kept us out there, thank you. Big hugs, pat on the shoulder, whatever the case might be. Again, without you, we cannot do the things that we do. For those that are just joining us via video, you do need to consider as well those commercials that you're hearing. That's from Genesis Communication Networks. Those are not our sponsors unless you hear otherwise. We're fortunate enough to have Genesis Communication Networks approach us probably, I can't even tell you accurately. I'm guessing 15 years ago, we were over at Salem Communications and we were broadcasting into Minneapolis, into Chicago, and into Washington, D.C., on purpose, by the way. And he just came over and told us, the owner asked us to come and join those over at Genesis Communication Networks for the long run, and we'll get you out there nationally. So now we're broadcasting into 159 cities. So we totally appreciate all the efforts made by Ted Anderson and Genesis Communication Networks. And again, speaking of which, thank you folks for making us the number one and the number two show on sonsoflibertymedia.com on Genesis Communication Networks. As a matter of fact, if you look right now, here is your poll with all their ads. Sorry about that. But if you look at their poll right now, Alex is right above us, sonsoflibertyradio.com, USA Prepares, The Paracast, so on and so forth. You know, it's interesting. They used to have a gauge up here right when we shot off from Genesis Communication Networks. They used to have a gauge and tell you the percentage. So, like, if I was number one, for example, we were number one, and we go back up back and forth with Alex quite a bit. But the fact of the matter is when we were Sons of Liberty and we were number one on Genesis Communication Networks with their old gauge, there was times where we had 68% of all those that were on Genesis Communication Networks above any other show, where Alex was actually at 0.3 or 0.6 or whatever the case might be. So, folks, we know people are listening. And again, the way to confirm that is how much we're being censored and suppressed. That's another story. But we are being heavily suppressed, heavily censored, because, again, we're giving the American people the answers in which many are just avoiding. They're just completely ignoring what needs to be done. I mean, the resolve to some of these conservatives, which is more than not, it's out of sight and out of mind. But again, friends, if they were to work themselves out of a job, how would they make their money? I mean, and that's how they look at it. Listen, I'd rather be broke and live in a free country than be rich and be in the position that we're in today. But other people don't look at things that way. Where their treasure is, their heart is, and apparently they care more about making money off of their sponsors who dictate what they say and what they can't say than they do about liberating themselves under God and meeting the Lord on His terms so we can do just that. So, Amos 5:15, read it when you get a moment. As a matter of fact, read the whole chapter. Just read Amos 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 yesterday. I just got done reading Zephaniah. Fantastic, fantastic book. I read Haggai. Just got done reading Joel. Malachi. Oh my goodness, folks. Jonah, if you want the answers to the issues in which you face in this country, read the prophets. We always go back to the law and the prophets. Well, some will say, Bradley, just I had a lady today, as a matter of fact, and she didn't say this in an ignorant way, but she was trying to make distinction between law, Old Testament laws, she said, and New Testament law. And I said, no, where you're having an issue, and this liberates people, what I'm about ready to tell you. It really does. And what's liberating about it is this. Make distinction between ceremonial and moral law. Because Jesus never came in to abrogate the moral law. He came to magnify it, to establish it. Right? What is difficult about that? But again, people don't know that. So when I say the law and the prophets, remember, Jesus didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets. He came not to destroy, but to fulfill, right? And I'm going to go over to Romans, and I'm going to the end of the book right now, and I want you to listen carefully, again, as to what Paul was talking about, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, right? But I want you to hear what he had to say about the law and the prophets, okay? And so I'm down, moving down. Now, I don't have my Bible here, so sometimes I just have to go off of what's online right now. And, you know, matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll bring it up right at the end of the next break here. So we're halfway through right now, and what I'll do is I'll bring it up during the end of the next segment, because it was fantastic. It was fantastic, and people need to hear what Paul has to say about all of this and about all of that. Here it is right here. Sorry. It was right at the end of 16. And so I was right at the right spot. I don't have my Bible here, right? But now it was made manifest, and by the scripture of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of the faith. You want me to say that again? But now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of the faith. Do we make null and void the law of God? No, we establish the law through faith, Romans 3:33. And where I'm at right now, friends, is in Romans 16, verse 24. So check that out. Let's get back to the main topic here. Again, I want to get over here, and I want you to see this, because this is what politicians do. They say one thing, but pay attention to what they do. Okay? And so let's get over here. For those that think that the Greg Abbott's doing the people a service by giving powers to the police in Texas to go ahead and arrest illegals, they've always had that power. Folks, this is nothing but a show. They're trying to give a little nod to Greg Abbott and trying to sell to the people of Texas and the United States that this is a good governor and he's doing his job. No, he is not. And you're going to get a little taste of this right now. So let's go ahead and go over to this piece. This is Fox News. And again, this is the lieutenant governor of Texas. Pay attention to what he says.
Texas is once again taking matters into its own hands, passing a law which makes it a state crime to cross this.
It always has been. It's a federal crime, as a matter of fact.
Texas have the ability to arrest people suspected of entering the country illegally. Civil rights groups are already suing over the three-day-old law.
Okay, so let's stop right there. Why would he highlight the fact that civil rights groups are complaining about this? What kind of an American, any kind of an American, what Americans out there, because you know the mainstream media wants you to believe that they're talking for you. They're speaking on your behalf. Well, they're not speaking on my behalf. So when they're talking about civil rights groups, they're talking about communist organizations like the SPLC. They're talking about communist organizations which are subversive to American government, like the ACLU, where Roger Baldwin himself said that the end of the ACLU is communism. So why would these groups complain about stopping illegals from coming into their country? Well, guess what, friends? They're here for that very purpose. And if you take the time and pull the curtain back just a little bit, you're going to find that George Soros is funding many of these, what they call, civil rights organizations in America. And if you know anything about George Soros, he's an international criminal.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Look at this guy. How do you take him serious?
So the White House, other Democrats, immigration activists, they're all complaining long and loud about this new law. Listen to what Karine Jean-Pierre said at the last White House briefing.
This is an extreme law that...
Okay, so here again, we have these useful idiots with the entitlement attitude. They're literally, again, folks, not name-calling, but it's true. Stupid is a word. It means dull and insensible. You cannot make up stupid. And what these people are appointed for, read 1 Kings 13:33. They appoint the baser sort to pull down the expectations of the people. They use people like this to lower the standard, to destroy a society. Okay, here. I was raised in North Minneapolis. I moved 37 times from Minneapolis, St. Paul, back and forth. Okay, we lived in something in my younger years, as you would call the hood. Okay, and a lot of those people in the hood are they're set up on something called welfare. And if you put that up against 2 Thessalonians 3:10, you'll see that if you don't work, you don't eat. But see, the state usurped the rights of the people because the people didn't know the difference. And what they did is they allowed them to steal away their money and take from those that work to give to those that don't work. See, they create societies like that. See, those are set up to keep the people down. And that's what you're dealing with when you're seeing people like this, whatever you want to call this. But to call a treasonous act and holding up the law against a treasonous act extreme, I think it should tell you as to what you're dealing with. And these people need to be lawfully held accountable. And I'm not talking about just one or two
At
of them.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
So let's go back to this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, 1-866-582-9933. I understand someone is just taking shots at me on social media platforms. Hey, listen, if you want to go ahead and test your steel, you probably want to put the wooden sword down and go ahead and give us a call. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, let's get back to this. But again, I'm talking about this, whatever you want to call her. I mean, you want to talk about the baser sort that this said criminal administration is putting up in front of him as to be his spokesperson? I mean, okay, that's totally fine. I mean, you only prove the point as the days go by. But isn't it interesting that this, whatever you want to call it, the spokesman at the White House, it says that it's an extreme law to stop illegals from coming into America? Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, Bright One. Why don't you try doing that going into Mexico and see how it works out for you? We do a whole show on this. You go to jail for 1 to 3 years. You're fined. These people, they don't realize. They think, again, I've said it so many different ways, and that's the art of radio, right? But here it is, friends. You get these people, and they think for some reason that they're playing games on the battlefield. This isn't a game. She's trying to defend treasonous individuals, and she's trying to defend a treasonous administration. And what's sad about it is you have 329.5 million people that don't know the difference, that think that for some reason or another, that her, along with this criminal treasonous administration, along with those that are being lured into America illegally, somehow or another have a right to do it. No, they don't. Try it in their country. Go, we need to take this, whatever you want to call this, and what we need to do is we need to get a one-way ticket, send her there, and keep her there. Because, friends, they don't realize what they have until it's lost. Let's listen to this because we're leading right up to the lieutenant governor, and this is what I want to get to.
Will not and does not make the communities in Texas safer.
Okay, so to enforce the laws against the illegals, this, whatever you want to call it, said it does not make the communities any safer. I'm not making it up. That's what she said. And we've heard governors and we've heard mayors say this nonsense. We've heard said corporate presidents say this nonsense. It's incredible. It really truly is.
Certainly extreme.
She calls the law extreme.
Incredibly unfortunate, but this is what we see.
But Satan hates the law, folks.
Trying to dehumanize a group of people who are coming.
Dehumanizing illegals is what she's saying. She's saying by upholding the law and magnifying it against those that are committing the act of treason by coming into America illegally is dehumanizing. This is what you're, folks, this is what you're allowing to fall to your children. What she's advocating for is treason, just like the one she works for. And the people, you, need to understand that you have to deal with this lawfully, because if you don't, because they're already telling you, they are the ones alluring them into America in a time of terror, we were told by the mainstream media. Oh, did you see, as a matter of fact, case in point, did you see the FBI's talking about we need to be on alert right now because there may be terror attacks? Well, who's alluring them in to America, friends? Who's alluring them in, these unconstitutional alpha agencies? That was one of the questions I'd asked Richard Mack this last week. I said, so the FBI, the CIA, the ATF, and all these other alpha organizations, these agencies that have been set up, and he brought up some other ones like the IRS, so on and so forth. I said, so can you tell me the constitutionality of these agencies? He said, quote, unquote, they have zero authority. See, they do have an authority over people that don't know the difference, though. Just think about that. Let's get back to this.
Coming here, or some of them trying to migrate here, and they're putting them in harm's way. They're putting them in harm's way.
Lieutenant Governor, what do you say in response to that?
I'm tired of her lies, John. I'm tired of this administration's lies. They are saying just the opposite of what's happening.
Isaiah 5:20, that's right.
That have a policy that is seeing Americans killed by fentanyl.
Now, these are the grown-ups playing little they-did-it games. These are the grown-ups in this country. Okay? What he just said was right. And what he starts off saying was good, but wait until you pay attention to what he does. Outside of the fact of what he says.
They're the ones who are seeing terrorists cross over our border. We know we've arrested about 300. They're the ones that are responsible for people drowning in the river. They're the ones responsible for women being raped across the border illegally. They're the ones responsible for all of this. And so
they're responsible for all of this treason. That's what he's saying. Did you hear him at any time talk about bringing forth the articles of impeachment against Joe Biden? And the governors that are advocating, the mayors that are advocating for treasonous sanctuary cities. Did you hear him say that at any time? Nope. Never. It's just the blame game. This is what I'm always confronting.
Texas, the lieutenant governor is the president of the Senate. I oversee it. I was very involved in writing this bill with the senators and the governor's office, so I know it well. And we've had enough. So we're saying that we are being invaded, John. You know, our founder said, you know, an invasion by an army. Well, the army we're facing is not the Mexican army, although the Mexican president is doing nothing to stem this tide. The army are the cartels. And so we're saying we have a right to grab people who cross the border illegally, arrest them, give them the choice of prison or going back home.
He's right.
And so we arrest them, we get their fingerprints, we get the photographs, we do the background checks. A magistrate says, you got a choice. Go to jail or go home. And if you go home and try to come back again and we catch you, the jail term is going to even be longer. We think we'll win at the Supreme Court because we're being invaded.
Okay, why I ask Americans, just again, let's think this through constitutionally. Why do they need to take this to the Supreme Court? This is clear treason. He knows it's treason. Why do I have to go ahead and ask the Supreme Court to confirm what I already know to be true? This is baloney. And furthermore, yes, it's a federal issue, but this is a state issue. Okay, and we have something called the 10th Amendment, which applies to Texas. And again, the common sensinality of just knowing that it's the act of treason, and I have to bring it to the Supreme Court to have them tell me if what I'm saying is right or not. I don't need them to interpret the plain common sense meaning of what treason is. We all know that this is treason. Hey, folks, these are the same people that told you foreigners dropped the two towers back in September of 2001 that are alluring the illegals in from the Middle East. Same government, friends. See, they don't need that narrative now. Now it's all turned on its head, and you can rest assured at the end of the day they're going to turn this on the good guys in this country that hold to the law like whatever that was representing the said treasonous Joe, the president of corporate America, whatever that was, they're already accusing the law of a crime that the law is merely exposing. And that's what Satan does. He's an accuser of the brethren. They accuse you of what they're guilty of. Listen to this.
We have a right to protect the lives of Texans and American citizens.
Let me just add a little bit.
Okay, so we have a right to protect the lives of Texans and American citizens. Now listen to this.
Because the federal government says we have the sole jurisdiction over the border, but Governor Abbott and you are citing Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution.
This is beautiful.
No state.
I'm so glad this guy did this.
Lay any duty of tonnage, keep troops or ships of war in time of peace, enter into any agreement or compact with another state or with a foreign power, or engage in war unless actually invaded or in such imminent danger as will not admit of delay. The governor, a couple of months ago, declared this to be an invasion with 1,000 or more gotaways every day. We have no idea about them. Running across the border and into this country, that would appear to be a clear national security risk. Then that's the basis, you say, under which you're...
Now listen to this.
Yeah, John, look, we believe in the Constitution more than the President of the United States does, but our founders never envisioned a president who would allow us to be invaded by opening our borders to millions of people. When we say 8 million people have come here in their first 3 years of the Biden presidency, that's the ones we've apprehended. If you get one out of two, that's 16 million people, John. We are being overrun. Everyone knows it from McAllen, Texas, to New York City, to Chicago. Everybody knows it. This president is cold-hearted. He doesn't care about what's happening.
No, he's a criminal.
Or those coming here. This is something our founders never anticipated. They never thought we'd be invaded by civilians and a drug cartel behind them that's as organized and as powerful, even maybe more so than the Mexican army. So we've got to take the stand. We're willing to go to the Supreme Court and say, this is not what our founders envisioned, because this... And by the way, the reason 300,000 were going to break a record in December, he knows he's going to be out of office this time next year. He knows the Democrats...
Okay, folks, you know what? I got to come back. I got to play another piece for you. And I want to get to Christmas, too, before the end of the show. I got you for 2 hours today. I'm going to come right back on the other side, hour two coming up, and I want to show you the rest of this guy's hypocrisies to no end. Okay? 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side. Hold up, guys. We got better and more content
coming
up.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.